This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All of the supply chain issues as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine are just one problem in a laundry list of problems in global trade right now. For example, if you are in the customs business, there are still plenty of tariffs to navigate. So we called up Gretchen Blau. She is our customs broker at Logistics Plus in Erie, Pennsylvania. And we asked her how her business has been doing.
It's been a little crazy. The port in Shanghai has been closed. Imports and exports to and from Shanghai have been at a standstill or incredibly slow. There's been capacity issues domestically. So our domestic team has had to follow up repeatedly with the trucking companies to make sure shipments have picked up and delivered. Also, we are dealing with some anti-dumping and countervailing issues with solar panels. So our solar customers are kind of in a holding pattern while they decide how this is going to play out and what their alternatives are, whether they want to bring the solar panels into the commerce of the U.S., if they want to put them in a bonded warehouse, if they want to re-export them, that type of thing. We're going to be watching solar panels, definitely. We're also going to be watching the different increases in COVID in various parts of the world. We're going to be watching Ukraine, definitely, and what's happening over there. And probably, you know, the way things have been going, there's something we haven't even thought of yet that's going to pop up and cause issues. So I can only predict so much. My job's changed over the long term. It's been, I would say, 5 or 6 years. Everything was pretty straightforward. You just basically file your entries, make sure everything's in order. We didn't have to worry about the 301 China duties. We didn't have to worry about these 201 tariffs for the solar panels and washing machines. Now everything is just a constant pivot to make sure everyone is taken care of, all of our customers are taken care of, because there hasn't been a lot of warning to some of the issues that have happened, and we've just had to, you know, make do and make sure that we have options available.
That was Gretchen Blau, customs broker in Erie, Pennsylvania.